The Concordant Literal New Testament, copyright 1983 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Revelation, Chapter 1. The unveiling of Jesus Christ, which God gives to him, to show to his slaves what must occur swiftly. And he signifies it, dispatching through his messenger to his slave John, who testifies to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, whatever he perceived. Happy is he who is reading and those who are hearing the word of the prophecy and who are keeping that which is written in it, for the era is near. John to the seven ecclesias which are in the province of Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is coming, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the suzerain of the kings of the earth. To him who is loving us and looses us from our sins by his blood and makes us a kingdom and priest to his God and Father, to him be glory and might for the eons of the eons. Amen. Lo, he is coming with clouds, and every eye shall be seeing him, those also who stab him, and all the tribes of the land shall be grieving over him. Yea, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, is saying the Lord God, who is and who was and who is coming, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and joint participant in the affliction and kingdom and endurance in Jesus Christ, came to be in the island called Patmos because of the word of God and because of the testimony of Jesus Christ. I came to be in spirit in the Lord's day, and I hear behind me a voice, loud as a trumpet, saying, what you are observing, write into a scroll and send it to the seven ecclesias, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. And I turn about to look for the voice which spoke with me. And turning about, I perceive seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like a son of mankind, dressed in a garment reaching to the feet and girded about at the breast with a golden girdle. Now his head and hair are white as white wool, as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like white bronze, as fired in a furnace. And his voice is as the sound of many waters. And he has in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth a sharp two-edged blade is issuing. And his countenance is as the sun appearing in its power. And when I perceived him, I fall at his feet as dead. And he places his right hand on me, saying, do not fear. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I became dead, and lo, living am I for the eons of the eons. Amen. And I have the keys of death and of the unseen. Write then what you perceived and what they are, and what is about to be occurring after these things. The secret of the seven stars which you perceived in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are messengers of the seven ecclesias, and the seven lampstands are seven ecclesias. Chapter 2. To the messenger of the ecclesia in Ephesus write, now this he is saying who is holding the seven stars in his right hand, who is walking in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I am aware of your acts and your toil and your endurance, and that you cannot bear evil men. And you try those saying that they themselves are apostles, and they are not, and you found them false. And you have endurance, and you bear because of my name, and are not wearied. But I have against you that you leave your first love. Remember then whence you have fallen, and repent, and do the former acts. Yet if not, I am coming to you, and shall be moving your lampstand out of its place, if ever you should not be repenting. But this you have, that you are hating the acts of the Nicolaitans, which I also am hating. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the ecclesias. To the one who is conquering, to him will I be granting to be eating of the log of life, which is in the center of the paradise of God. And to the messenger of the ecclesia in Smyrna write, now this he is saying who is the first and the last, who became dead and lives. I am aware of your acts in affliction and poverty, but you are rich, and the calumny of those saying that they themselves are Jews and they are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Fear nothing that you are about to be suffering. Lo, the adversary is about to be casting some of you into jail, that you may be tried, and you will be having affliction 10 days. Become faithful until death, and I shall be giving you the wreath of life. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the Ecclesias. The one who is conquering may under no circumstances be injured by the second death. And to the messenger of the Ecclesia in Pergamum write, Now this he is saying who has the sharp two-edged blade, I am aware where you are dwelling, where the throne of Satan is, and you are holding my name, and do not disown my faith in the days in which Antipas, my faithful witness, was killed among you, where Satan is dwelling. But I have a few things against you, that you have there those holding the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a snare before the sons of Israel, to be eating idol sacrifices, and to commit prostitution. Thus you also have those holding the teaching of the Nicolaitans, likewise. Repent then. Yet if not, I am coming to you swiftly, and shall be battling with them with the blade of my mouth. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the Ecclesias. To the one who is conquering, to him will I be giving of the hidden manna, and I shall be giving him a white pebble, and on the pebble a new name written, of which no one is aware except the one who is obtaining it. And to the messenger of the Ecclesia in Thyatira write, Now this the Son of God is saying, who has his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like white bronze. I am aware of your acts in love and faith and service and your endurance, and your last acts are more than the former. But I have much against you, seeing that you pardon that woman of yours, Jezebel, who says that she is a prophetess, and is teaching and deceiving my slaves so as to commit prostitution and to be eating idol sacrifices. And I give her time that she should be repenting, and she is not willing to repent of her prostitution. Lo, I will cast her into a couch, and those committing adultery with her into great affliction, if ever they will not be repenting of her acts. And her children shall I be killing with death, and all the Ecclesias shall know that I am he who is searching the kidneys and hearts, and I will be giving to each of you in accord with your acts. Now to you am I saying, to the rest in Thyatira, whoever have not this teaching, who do not know the deep things of Satan, as they are saying, that I will be casting on you no other burden. Moreover, what you have, hold until that time whenever I should be arriving. And to the one who is conquering and keeping my acts until the consummation, to him will I be giving authority over the nations, and he shall be shepherding them with an iron club, as vessels of pottery are being crushed, as I also have obtained from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the Ecclesias. Chapter 3. And to the messenger of the Ecclesia in Sardis write, Now this he is saying, who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I am aware of your acts, that you have a name that you are living and are dead. Become watchful and establish the rest who were about to be dying, for I have not found your acts completed in the sight of my God. Remember then how you have obtained and hear. Keep it and repent. If ever, then, you should not be watching, I shall be arriving on you as a thief, and under no circumstances will you be knowing what hour I shall be arriving on you. But you have a few names in Sardis which do not pollute their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who is conquering, he shall be clothed in white garments, and under no circumstances will I be erasing his name from the scroll of life, and I will be avowing his name in front of my Father, and before his messengers. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the Ecclesias. And to the messenger of the Ecclesia in Philadelphia write, Now this is saying the true, the Holy One, who has the key of David, and who is opening and no one shall be locking, and locking and no one shall be opening. I am aware of your acts. Lo, before you have I granted an open door, which no one is able to lock, for you have a little power, and you keep my word, and you do not disown my name. Lo, I have granted to those of the synagogue of Satan, who are saying that they themselves are Jews and are not, but are lying. Lo, I shall be making them that they will be arriving and worshiping before your feet, and they may know that I love you. Seeing that you keep the word of my endurance, I also will be keeping you out of the hour of trial, which is about to be coming on the whole inhabited earth to try those dwelling on the earth. I am coming swiftly. Hold what you have, that no one may be taking your wreath. The one who is conquering, him will I be making a pillar in the temple of my God, and he may be coming out nevermore. and I will be writing on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which is descending out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the ecclesias. And to the messenger of the ecclesia in Laodicea write, Now this is saying the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and God's creative original. I am aware of your acts, that neither cool are you nor zealous. Would that you were cool or zealous? Thus, seeing that you are indifferent and are neither zealous nor cool, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. Seeing that you are saying that rich am I, and rich have I become, and of nothing have I need. And you are not aware that you are wretched and forlorn and poor and blind and naked. I am advising you to buy of me gold refined by the fire, that you should be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness may not be made manifest, and eye salve to anoint your eyes, that you may be observing. Whosoever I may be fond of, I am exposing and disciplining. Be zealous then, and repent. Lo, I stand at the door and am knocking. If ever anyone should be hearing my voice and opening the door, I will also be coming in to him and dining with him, and he with me. The one who is conquering, to him will I be granting to be seated with me on my throne, as I also conquer, and am seated with my Father on his throne. Who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the ecclesias. Chapter 4. After these things I perceived, and lo, a door is open in heaven, and lo, the first sound which I hear is as a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will be showing you what must be occurring after these things. Now immediately I came to be in spirit, and lo, a throne, located in heaven, and on the throne one sitting. And he who is sitting is, to my vision, like a jasper stone and a carnelian. And a rainbow around the throne is, to my vision, like an emerald. And around the throne I perceive 24 thrones, and on the 24 thrones elders sitting, clothed in white garments, and on their heads golden wreaths. And out of the throne are issuing lightnings and voices and thunders, and seven torches of fire are burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne it is as a glassy sea, like crystal. And in the center of the throne and around the throne are four animals replete with eyes in front and behind. And the first animal is like a lion, and the second animal is like a calf, and the third animal has a face like as a human being, and the fourth animal is like a flying vulture. And the four animals, each one of them having six wings apiece, around and inside are replete with eyes, and they have no rest day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who waste and who art coming. And whenever the animals should be giving glory and honor and thanks to him who is sitting on the throne, who is living for the eons of the eons, Amen. The 24 elders also will be falling before him who is sitting on the throne and will be worshiping him who is living for the eons of the eons, Amen. And they are casting their wreaths before the throne, saying, Worthy art thou, O Lord, our Lord and God, to get glory and honor and power, for thou dost create all, and because of thy will they were and are created. Chapter 5. And I perceived on the right hand of him who is sitting on the throne a scroll written in front and on the back, and sealed up with seven seals. And I perceived a strong messenger heralding with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven, nor yet on earth, nor yet underneath the earth, was able to open the scroll, neither to look at it. And I lamented much that no one was found worthy to open the scroll, neither to look at it. And one of the elders is saying to me, Do not lament. Lo, he conquers. The lion out of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, is to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I perceived, in the center of the throne and of the four animals, and in the center of the elders, a lambkin standing, as though slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, commissioned for the entire earth. And it came and has taken the scroll out of the right hand of him who is sitting on the throne. And when it took the scroll, the four animals and the 24 elders fall before the lambkin, each having a lyre and golden bowls brimming with incenses, which are the prayers of the saints. and they are singing a new song, saying, "Worthy art thou to be taking the scroll and to open its seals, for thou wast slain and dost buy us for God by thy blood. Out of every tribe and language and people and nation, thou dost also make them a kingdom and a priesthood for our God, and they shall be reigning on the earth." And I perceived, and I hear a sound, as of many messengers around the throne, and the animals and the elders. And their number was 10,000, 10,000, and 1,000,000, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lambkin slain to get power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and underneath the earth and on the sea and all in them, I hear also saying, to him who is sitting on the throne, to the Lambkin be blessing and honor and glory and might for the eons of the eons." And the four animals said, "Amen," and the elders fall and worship. Chapter 6. And I perceived when the Lambkin opens one of the seven seals, and I hear one of the four animals saying, as with a voice of thunder, "Come." And I perceived, and lo, a white horse, and he who is sitting on it has a bow, and to him was given a wreath. And he came forth conquering, and that he should be conquering. And when it opens the second seal, I hear the second animal saying, "Come." And forth came another horse, fiery red, and to him who is sitting on it was given to take peace out of the earth, and that they should be slaying one another. And a huge sword was given to him. And when it opens the third seal, I hear the third animal saying, "Come." And I perceived, and lo, a black horse, and he who is sitting on it has a pair of balances in his hand. And I hear, as it were, a voice in the midst of the four animals saying, "A tunics of wheat a denarius, and three tunics of barley a denarius, and the oil and the wine you should not be injuring." And when it opens the fourth seal, I hear the voice of the fourth animal saying, "Come." And I perceived, and lo, a greenish horse, and the name of him who is sitting upon it is Death, and the unseen followed him. And jurisdiction was given them over the fourth of the earth, to kill with the blade, and with famine, and with death, and by the wild beasts of the earth. And when it opens the fifth seal, I perceived underneath the altar the souls of those who have been slain because of the word of God, and because of the testimony which they had. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, "Till when, O owner, holy and true, art thou not judging and avenging our blood on those dwelling on the earth?" And to each of them was given a white robe, and it was declared to them that they should be resting still a little time, till their number should be completed by their fellow slaves also, and their brethren, who are about to be killed even as they were. And I perceived, when it opens the sixth seal, and a great cataclysm occurred, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fall on the earth as a fig tree is casting its shriveled figs, quaking under a great wind. And heaven recoils as a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, and the magnates, and the captains, and the rich, and the strong, and every slave and freeman, hide themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And they are saying to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is sitting on the throne, and from the indignation of the Lambkin, for the great day of their indignation came, and who is able to stand?" Chapter 7. And after this I perceived four messengers standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind may not be blowing on the land, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I perceived another messenger ascending from the Orient, having the seal of the living God. And he cries with a loud voice to the four messengers to whom it was given for them to injure the land and the sea, saying, "You shall not be injuring the land, nor yet the sea, nor yet the trees, until we should be sealing the slaves of our God on their foreheads." And I hear the number of those sealed, 144,000. Sealed out of every tribe of the sons of Israel are, out of the tribe of Judah 12,000 are sealed, out of the tribe of Reuben 12,000, out of the tribe of Gad 12,000, out of the tribe of Asher 12,000, out of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000, out of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000, out of the tribe of Simeon 12,000, out of the tribe of Levi 12,000, out of the tribe of Issachar 12,000, out of the tribe of Zebulon 12,000, Out of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 are sealed. After these things I perceived, and lo, a vast throng which no one was able to number, out of every nation and out of the tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lambkin, clothed in white robes and with palm fronds in their hands. And they are crying with a loud voice, saying, Salvation be our God's, who is sitting on the throne, and the Lambkin's. And all the messengers stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four animals. And they fall on their faces before the throne, and worship God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be our God's for the eons of the eons. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, These clothed in white robes, who are they, and whence came they? And I have declared to him, My Lord, you are aware. And he said to me, These are those coming out of the great affliction. And they rinse their robes, and they whiten them in the blood of the Lambkin. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and are offering divine service to him day and night in his temple. And he who is sitting on the throne will be tabernacling over them. They shall not be hungering longer, nor yet shall they be thirsting any longer. No, neither should the sun be falling on them, nor any heat, seeing that the throne-centered Lambkin shall be shepherding them, and shall be guiding them to living springs of water, and every tear shall God be brushing away from their eyes. Chapter 8. And when it opens the seventh seal, a hush occurred in heaven, as it were, half an hour. And I perceived the seven messengers who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another messenger came, and was standing at the altar, having a golden thurible. And much incense was given him, that he shall be imparting to the prayers of all the saints, on the golden altar before the throne. And the fumes of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended out of the messenger's hand before God. And the messenger has taken the thurible, and he crams it with the fire of the altar, and casts it into the earth. And thunders and voices and lightnings, and an earthquake occurred. And the seven messengers who have the seven trumpets make themselves ready that they should be trumpeting, and the first trumpets. And there came to be hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was cast into the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. And the second messenger trumpets, and as it were a huge mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures in the sea which have a soul died, and a third of the ships decayed, and the third messenger trumpets, and a large star falls out of heaven, burning as a torch, and it falls on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water, and the name of the star is said to be Absinthe, and a third of the waters became Absinthe, and many of mankind died of the waters, seeing that they were made bitter, and the fourth messenger trumpets, and a third of the sun, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were eclipsed, that a third of them may be darkened, and the day may not be appearing for a third of it, and the night likewise. And I perceived, and I hear one vulture flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, 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 to those dwelling on the earth as a result of the rest of the soundings of the trumpets of the three messengers who are about to be trumpeting. Chapter 9. And the fifth messenger trumpets. And I perceived a star fallen out of heaven into the earth. And to him was given the key of the well of the submerged chaos. And he opens the well of the submerged chaos, and fumes ascended out of the well, as the smoke of a large furnace. And the sun and the air are darkened by the fumes of the well. And out of the fumes came out locusts into the earth. And license was granted them, as the scorpions of the earth have license. And it was declared to them that they should not be injuring the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, except those of mankind who have not the seal of God on their foreheads. And it was granted to them, not that they should be killing them, but that they shall be tormented 5 months. And their torment is as the torment of a scorpion whenever it should be striking a man. And in those days men will be seeking death, and under no circumstances shall they be finding it. And they will be yearning to die, and death is fleeing from them. And the likenesses of the locusts are like horses made ready for battle, and on their heads are, as it were, wreaths like gold, and their faces are, as it were, human faces, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth are as if they were lions. And they had cuirasses, as it were, cuirasses of iron. And the sound of their wings is as the sound of many chariot horses racing into battle. And they have tails like scorpions and stings, and their license is to injure mankind 5 months with their tails. They have a king over them, the messenger of the submerged chaos. His Hebrew name is Abaddon, and in Greek he has the name Apollyon. One woe passed away. Lo, coming still are two woes after these, and the sixth messenger trumpets. And I hear one voice out of the horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth messenger who has the trumpet, loose the four messengers who are bound at the great river Euphrates. And loosed were the four messengers, made ready for the hour, and day, and month, and year, that they should be killing a third of mankind. And the number of the troops of cavalry was 200 millions, I hear their number. And thus I perceived the horses in the vision, and those sitting on them, having cuirasses fiery and amethystine and sulphurous. And the heads of the horses are as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths is issuing fire and fumes and sulphur. By these three calamities were killed a third of mankind, by the fire and the fumes and the sulphur which is issuing out of their mouths. For the license of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they are injuring. And the rest of mankind, who were not killed in these calamities, repent not of the acts of their hands, that they will not be worshipping the demons and idols of gold and silver and copper and stone and wood, which are neither able to be observing, nor to be hearing, nor to be walking. And they repent not of their murders, nor of their enchantments, nor of their prostitution, nor of their thefts. Chapter 10. And I perceived another strong messenger descending out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow on his head, and his face as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire, and having in his hand a tiny open scroll. And he places his right foot on the sea, yet the left on the land. And he cries with a loud voice, even as a lion is bellowing. And when he cries, the seven thunders speak with their own voices. And when the seven thunders speak, I was about to be writing, and I hear a voice out of heaven saying, seal what things the seven thunders speak, and them you should not be writing. And the messenger whom I perceive standing on the sea and on the land lifts his right hand to heaven and swears by him who is living for the eons of the eons, who creates heaven and that which is in it, and the earth and that which is in it, and the sea and that which is in it, that there will be no longer a time of delay, but in the days of the seventh messenger's voice, whenever he may be about to be trumpeting, the secret of God is consummated also, as he evangelizes to his own slaves and the prophets. And the voice which I hear out of heaven speaks again with me, and is saying, go, get the tiny scroll open in the hand of the messenger standing on the sea and on the land. And I came away to the messenger, saying to him to give me the tiny scroll. And he is saying to me, take it and devour it, and it will be making your bowels bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey. And I got the tiny scroll out of the hand of the messenger and devoured it. And in my mouth it was sweet as honey. And when I ate it, my bowels were made bitter. And they are saying to me, you must prophesy again over peoples and nations and languages and many kings. Chapter 11. And a reed like a rod was given me. And one said, rouse, measure the temple of God and the altar and those worshiping in it and the court outside of the temple, cast outside. And you should not be measuring it, for it was given to the nations. And the holy city will they be treading 42 months. And I will be endowing my two witnesses, and they will be prophesying 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, and the two lampstands which stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone is wanting to injure them, fire is issuing out of their mouth and is devouring their enemies. And if anyone should be wanting to injure them, thus must he be killed. These have authority to lock heaven, that there may be no shower of rain for the days of their prophecy. And they have authority over the waters to be turning them into blood, and to smite the land with every calamity, as often as they will. And whenever they should be finishing their testimony, the wild beast which is ascending out of the submerged chaos will be doing battle with them, and will be conquering them and killing them. And their corpses will be at the square of the great city, which, spiritually, is being called Sodom and Egypt, where their Lord also was crucified. And those out of the peoples and tribes and languages and nations are observing their corpses 3 days and a half, and they are not letting their corpses be placed into a tomb. And those dwelling on the earth are rejoicing over them and are making merry, and will be sending approach presents to one another, seeing that these two prophets torment those dwelling on the earth. And after the 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life out of God entered into them, and they stand on their feet. And great fear falls on those beholding them. And they hear a loud voice out of heaven saying to them, "Ascend here." And they ascended into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies behold them. And in that hour occurred a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city falls. And there were 7,000 names of the men killed in the earthquake. And the rest became affrighted, and give glory to the God of heaven. The second woe passed away. Lo, the third woe is coming swiftly, and the seventh messenger trumpets. And loud voices occurred in heaven, saying, "The kingdom of this world became our Lord's and his Christ's, and he shall be reigning for the eons of the eons. Amen." And the 24 elders who are sitting on their thrones before God fall on their faces and worship God, saying, "We are thanking thee, Lord God Almighty, who art and who wast, for thou hast taken thy great power and dost reign. And the nations are angered, and thy indignation came, and the era for the dead to be judged, and to give their wages to thy slaves, the prophets, and to the saints, and to those fearing thy name, the small and the great, and to blight those who are blighting the earth. And opened was the temple of God in heaven, and seen was the ark of God's covenant in his temple, and lightnings and voices and thunders, and an earthquake and a great hail occurred." Chapter 12. And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon underneath her feet, and on her head a wreath of 12 stars. And being pregnant, she is crying, travailing and tormented to be bringing forth. And seen was another sign in heaven, and lo, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its head 7 diadems. And its tail is dragging a third of the stars of heaven, and casts them into the earth. And the dragon stands before the woman who is about to be bringing forth, that it may be devouring her child whenever she may be bringing forth. And she brought forth a son, a male, who is about to be shepherding all the nations with an iron club. And her child is snatched away to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, there where she has a place made ready by God, that there they may be nourishing her 1,260 days. And a battle occurred in heaven. Michael and his messengers battle with the dragon, and the dragon battles and its messengers. And they are not strong enough for him, neither was their place still found in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent called Adversary and Satan, who is deceiving the whole inhabited earth. It was cast into the earth, and its messengers were cast with it. And I hear a loud voice in heaven saying, "Just now came the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren was cast out, who was accusing them before our God day and night. And they conquer him through the blood of the Lambkin, and through the word of their testimony, and they love not their soul until death. Therefore make merry, ye heavens, and those tabernacling in them. Woe to the land and the sea, for the adversary descended to you having great fury, being aware that brief is the season that he has. And when the dragon perceived that it was cast into the earth, it persecutes the woman who brought forth the male. And given to the woman were the 2 wings of a large vulture, that she may be flying into the wilderness, into her place, there where she is nourished a season and seasons and half a season from the face of the serpent. And the serpent casts water as a river out of its mouth after the woman, that she should be carried away by its current. And the earth helps the woman, and the earth opens its mouth and swallowed the river which the dragon casts out of its mouth. And the dragon is angry with the woman and came away to do battle with the rest of her seed, who are keeping the precepts of God and who have the testimony of Jesus. Chapter 13. And it was standing on the sand of the sea, and I perceived a wild beast ascending out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on its horns 10 diadems, and on its heads blasphemous names. And the wild beast which I perceived was like a leopardess, and its feet were as a bear's, and its mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gives it its power and its throne and great authority. And I perceived one of its heads as if it had been slain to death, and its death blow was cured, and the whole earth marvels after the wild beast. And they worship the dragon, seeing that it gives authority to the wild beast. And they worship the wild beast, saying, Who is like the wild beast? And who is able to battle with it? And two, it was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And two, it was given authority to do what it wills 42 months. And it opens its mouth in blasphemies toward God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and those tabernacling in heaven. And to it was given to do battle with the saints and to conquer them. And authority was given to it over every tribe and people and language and nation. And all who are dwelling on the earth will be worshiping it, everyone whose name is not written in the scroll of life of the Lamb slain from the disruption of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is for captivity, into captivity he is going. If anyone will be killing with the sword, he must with the sword be killed. Here is the endurance and faith of the saints. And I perceived another wild beast ascending out of the land, and it had two horns like a lambkin's, and it spoke as a dragon. And it is exercising all the authority of the first wild beast in its sight, and making the earth and those dwelling in it to be worshiping the first wild beast, whose death blow was cured. And it is doing great signs that it may be making fire, also descend out of heaven into the earth in the sight of mankind. And it is deceiving those dwelling on the earth because of the signs which were given it to do in the sight of the wild beast, saying to those dwelling on the earth to make an image to the wild beast, which has the blow of the sword and lives. And it was given to it to give spirit to the image of the wild beast, that the image of the wild beast should be speaking also, and should be causing that whosoever should not be worshiping the image of the wild beast may be killed. And it is causing all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free and the slaves, that they may be giving them an emblem on their right hand, or on their forehead, and that no one may be able to buy or sell except the one having the emblem of the wild beast, or its name, or the number of its name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has a mind calculate the number of the wild beast, for it is the number of mankind, and its number is 666. Chapter 14. And I perceived, and lo, the lambkin standing on Mount Zion, and with it 144,000, having its name and its father's name written on their foreheads. And I hear a sound out of heaven as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of loud thunder. And the sound which I hear is as lyre singers playing on their lyres. And they are singing a new song before the throne, and before the four animals, and before the elders. And no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000 who have been bought from the earth. These are they who were not polluted with women, for they are celibates. These are those who are following the lambkin, wherever it should be going. These are bought from mankind, a first fruit to God and the lambkin. And in their mouth falsehood was not found, for they are flawless. And I perceived another messenger flying in mid-heaven, having an Ionian evangel to bring to those situated on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and language and people, saying with a loud voice, Be ye afraid of God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judging came, and worship the maker of heaven and the land and the sea and the springs of water. And another, a second messenger follows, saying, It falls. It falls. Babylon the Great has made all nations drink of the wine of the fury of her prostitution. And another, a third messenger, follows them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone is worshiping the wild beast in its image, and is getting an emblem on his forehead or on his hand, he also is drinking of the wine of the fury of God, blended undiluted in the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented in fire and sulfur in the sight of the holy messengers, and in the sight of the lambkin. And the fumes of their torment are ascending for the eons of the eons. And they are having no rest day and night, those worshiping the wild beast in its image, and if anyone is getting the emblem of its name. Here is the endurance of the saints who are keeping the precepts of God and the faith of Jesus. And I hear a voice out of heaven saying, Write, happy are the dead who are dying in the Lord henceforth. Yea, the Spirit is saying that they will be resting from their toil, for their acts are following with them. And I perceived, and lo, a white cloud, and on the cloud one sitting like a son of mankind, having a golden wreath on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another messenger came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who is sitting on the cloud, "Send in thy sickle and reap, for the hour came to reap, for the harvest of the earth is dried." And he who is sitting on the cloud casts his sickle on the earth, and the earth is reaped. And another messenger came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another messenger came out of the altar, having jurisdiction over the fire. And he shouts with a loud voice to him who has the sharp sickle, saying, "Send in your sharp sickle and pick the clusters of the earth's grapevine, for its grapes are dead ripe." And the messenger casts his sickle into the earth and picks the grapevine of the earth, and he casts them into the great trough of the fury of God. And the trough was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the trough up to the bits of the horses for 1,600 stadia. Chapter 15. And I perceived another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven messengers having the last seven calamities, for in them is consummated the fury of God. And I perceived, as it were, a glassy sea mixed with fire, and those who come off conquerors from the wild beast, and from its image, and from the number of its name, standing on the glassy sea, having the lyres of the Lord God. And they are singing the song of Moses, the slave of God, and the song of the Lambkin, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy acts, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, King of the eons. Who may by no means be afraid of thee, Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art benign. For all the nations shall arrive and worship before thee, for thy just awards were made manifest." And after these things I perceived and opened was the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven. And out of the temple came the seven messengers who have the seven calamities, dressed in clean, resplendent linen, and girded about their chests with golden girdles. And one of the four animals gives to the seven messengers seven golden bowls brimming with the fury of God, who is living for the eons of the eons. Amen. And the temple is dense with the fumes of the glory of God and of his power. And no one was able to enter into the temple until the seven calamities of the seven messengers should be consummated. Chapter 16. And I hear a loud voice out of the temple, saying to the seven messengers, "Go and pour out the seven bowls of the fury of God into the land." And forth came the first, and he pours out his bowl into the land. And an evil and malignant ulcer came on those of mankind who have the emblem of the wild beast and worship its image. And the second pours out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood as if of a dead man, and every living soul died which is in the sea. And the third pours out his bowl into the rivers and the springs of water, and it became blood. And I hear the messenger of the water saying, "Just art thou, who art and who wast, benign one, seeing that thou judgest these, for they shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou dost give them blood to drink, even what they are deserving." And I hear the altar saying, "Yea, Lord God Almighty, true and just are thy judgings." And the fourth messenger pours out his bowl on the sun, and it was given to him to scorch mankind with fire. And mankind is scorched with great heat, and they blaspheme the name of God, who has the jurisdiction over these calamities, and they do not repent to give him glory. And the fifth pours out his bowl on the throne of the wild beast, and its kingdom became dark, and they gnawed their tongues for misery and blasphemed the God of heaven for their miseries and for their ulcers, and they do not repent of their acts. And the sixth pours out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water is dried up, that the road of the kings from the Orient may be made ready. And I perceived, out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the wild beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits, as if frogs, for they are spirits of demons, doing signs, which are going out to the kings of the whole inhabited earth, to be mobilizing them for the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Lo, I am coming as a thief. Happy is he who is watching and keeping his garments, that he may not be walking naked, and they may be observing his indecency. And they mobilize them at the place called, in Hebrew, Armageddon. And the seventh messenger pours out his bowl on the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of God, saying, "It has occurred." And lightnings and voices and thunders occurred, and a great earthquake occurred, such as did not occur since mankind came to be on the earth. Of such proportions was the quake, and so great. And the great city came to be divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fall. And Babylon the Great is brought to remembrance in the sight of God, to give her the cup of the wine of the fury of his indignation. And every island fled, and the mountains were not found. And hail, large as a talent weight, is descending out of heaven on mankind. And men blaspheme God as a result of the calamity of hail, for great is its calamity tremendous. Chapter 17. And one from among the seven messengers who have the seven bowls came, and he speaks with me, saying, Hither, I shall be showing you the sentence of the great prostitute who is sitting on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth commit prostitution, and those dwelling on the earth are made drunk with the wine of her prostitution. And he carries me away in spirit into a wilderness. And I perceived a woman sitting on a scarlet wild beast, replete with names of blasphemy, and having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was clothed with purple and scarlet, and gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, brimming with abominations and the uncleannesses of the prostitution of her and the earth. And on her forehead is written a name, Secret Babylon the Great, the mother of the prostitutes and the abominations of the earth. And I perceive the woman, drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. And I marvel at perceiving her. The marvel is great. And the messenger said to me, Wherefore do you marvel? I shall be declaring to you the secret of the woman and of the wild beast which is bearing her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The wild beast which you perceived was, and is not, and is about to be ascending out of the submerged chaos, and to be going away into destruction. And marvel shall those dwelling on the earth, whose names are not written on the scroll of life, from the disruption of the world, when they observe the wild beast, seeing that it was, and is not, and will be present. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains where the woman is sitting on them, and they are seven kings. Five fall, one is, the other came not as yet, and whenever he may be coming, he must remain briefly. And the wild beast which was, and is not, it also is the eighth, and is from among the seven, and is going away into destruction. And the ten horns which you perceived are ten kings who obtain no kingdom as yet, but are obtaining authority as kings 1 hour with the wild beast. These have one opinion, and they are giving their power and authority to the wild beast. These will be battling with the Lambkin, and the Lambkin will be conquering them, seeing that it is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and those with it are called and chosen and faithful. And he is saying to me, These waters which you perceived, where the prostitute is sitting, are peoples and throngs and nations and languages. And the ten horns which you perceived, and the wild beast, these will be hating the prostitute, and they will be making her desolate and naked, and they will be eating her flesh, and they will be burning her up with fire. For God imparts to their hearts to form his opinion, and to form one opinion, and to give their kingdom to the wild beast, until the words of God shall be accomplished. And the woman whom you perceived is the great city which has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. Chapter 18. After these things I perceived another messenger descending out of heaven, having great authority, and the earth is illuminated by his glory. And he cries with a strong voice, saying, it falls, Babylon the Great. And it became the dwelling place of demons, and the jail of every unclean spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For as a result of the wine of the fury of her prostitution, have all the nations fallen. And the kings of the earth commit prostitution with her, and the merchants of the earth are rich as a result of her power to indulge. And I hear another voice out of heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you should be joint participants in her sins, and lest you should be getting of her calamities. For her sins were piled up to heaven, and God remembers her injuries. Pay her as she also pays, and double the doubles in accord with her acts. In her cup in which she blends, blend double for her. As much as she glorifies herself and indulges, so much torment and mourning be giving her. For she is saying in her heart, I am sitting a queen, and am no widow, and mourning I may by no means see. Therefore in one day shall her calamities be arriving. death and mourning and famine, and she shall be burned up with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth, who commit prostitution and indulge with her, will be lamenting and grieving over her, whenever they may be observing the smoke of her conflagration, standing afar off because of the fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, that great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judging came. And the merchants of the earth are lamenting and mourning over her, for no one is buying their cargo any longer. A cargo of gold and of silver and of precious stones and of pearls and of cambric and of purple and of silk and of scarlet, including also every kind of citron wood and every ivory utensil and every utensil of most valuable wood and of copper and of iron and of marble, including also cinnamon and ginger and incenses and attar and frankincense and wine and oil and flour and grain and beasts and sheep and made up of horses and of coaches and of bodies, including also human souls. And the fruition of your yearning soul passed away from you, and all that is sumptuous and splendid perished from you, and they will be finding them no longer under any circumstances. The merchants of these things, who are rich through her, will be standing afar off because of the fear of her torment, lamenting and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city clothed in cambric and purple and scarlet, and gilded with gold and precious stones, and pearl, for in 1 hour was desolated so much riches. And every navigator, and every one who is sailing at the place, and mariners, and whoever are working on the sea, stand afar off, and observing the smoke of her conflagration, they cried, saying, Is there any like this great city? And they cast soil on their heads and cried, lamenting and mourning, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, by which all who have ships on the sea are rich as a result of its preciousness, for in 1 hour it was desolated. Make merry over her, O heaven, and ye saints and apostles and prophets, seeing that God judges by passing your sentence upon her. And one strong messenger lifts a stone as large as a millstone and casts it into the sea, saying that, Thus Babylon, the great city, will be hurled down and never more be found in it. And the sound of lyre singers and entertainers and of flutists and trumpeters should be heard in you nevermore. And every artificer of every trade may be found in you nevermore. And the sound of a millstone should be heard in you nevermore. And the light of a lamp may be appearing in you nevermore. And the voice of the bridegroom and bride should be heard in you nevermore. For your merchants were the magnates of the earth. For by your enchantment all nations were deceived. And in it the blood of prophets and of saints was found, and of all of those slain upon the earth. Chapter 19. After these things I hear, as it were, the loud voice of a vast throng in heaven, saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power is of our God. For true and just is his judging, for he judges the great prostitute who corrupts the earth with her prostitution, and avenges the blood of his slaves at her hand. And a second time have they declared, Hallelujah! And her smoke is ascending for the eons of the eons. And the 24 elders and the 4 animals fall and worship God, who is sitting on the throne, saying, Amen! Hallelujah! And a voice came out from the throne, saying, Praise our God, all his slaves, and those who are fearing him, the small and the great. And I hear, as it were, the voice of a vast throng, and as it were, the sound of many waters, and as it were, the sound of strong thunders, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. We may be rejoicing and exulting, and will be giving glory to him, for the wedding of the Lambkin came, and its bride makes herself ready. And to her it was granted that she may be clothed in clean, resplendent cambric, for the cambric is the just awards of the saints. And he is saying to me, Write, happy are those invited to the wedding dinner of the Lambkin. And he is saying to me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fall in front of his feet to worship him. And he is saying to me, See? No, a fellow slave of yours am I, and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I perceived heaven open, and lo, a white horse. And he who is sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness is he judging and battling. Now his eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, having names written of which no one except himself is aware, and he is clothed in a cloak dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, dressed in cambric, white and clean, followed him on white horses. And out of his mouth a sharp blade is issuing, that with it he should be smiting the nations, and he will be shepherding them with an iron club. And he is treading the wine trough of the fury of the indignation of God, the Almighty. And on his cloak and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I perceived another messenger standing in the sun, and he cries with a loud voice, saying to all the birds which are flying in mid-heaven, Hither, be gathered for the great dinner of God, that you may be eating the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of the strong, and the flesh of horses, and of those sitting on them, and the flesh of all free men as well as slaves, and of small and of great. And I perceived the wild beast and the kings of the earth and their armies, gathered to do battle with him who is sitting on the horse and with his army. And the wild beast is arrested, and with it the false prophet who does the signs in its sight, by which he deceives those getting the emblem of the wild beast and those worshipping its image. Living, the two were cast into the lake of fire burning with sulfur, and the rest were killed with the blade which is coming out of the mouth of him who is sitting on the horse. And all the birds are satisfied with their flesh. Chapter 20. And I perceived a messenger descending out of heaven, having the key of the submerged chaos and a large chain in his hand. And he lays hold of the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the adversary and Satan, and binds him 1,000 years. And he casts him into the submerged chaos and locks it and seals it over him, lest he should still be deceiving the nations, until the 1,000 years should be finished. After these things he must be loosed a little time. And I perceived thrones, and they are seated on them, and judgment was granted to them. And the souls of those executed because of the testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who do not worship the wild beast or its image and did not get the emblem on their forehead and on their hand, they also live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead do not live until the 1,000 years should be finished. This is the former resurrection. Happy and holy is he who is having part in the former resurrection. Over these the second death has no jurisdiction, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will be reigning with him 1,000 years. And whenever the 1,000 years should be finished, Satan will be loosed out of his jail, and he will be coming out to deceive all the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to be mobilizing them for battle, their number being as the sand of the sea. And they went up over the breadth of the earth and surround the citadel of the saints and the beloved city. And fire descended from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the adversary who is deceiving them was cast into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the wild beast and where the false prophet are also. And they shall be tormented day and night for the eons of the eons. And I perceived a great white throne, and him who is sitting upon it, from whose face earth and heaven fled, and no place was found for them. And I perceived the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and scrolls were opened. And another scroll was opened, which is the scroll of life. And the dead were judged by that which is written in the scrolls in accord with their acts. And the sea gives up the dead in it, and death and the unseen give up the dead in them. And they were condemned, each in accord with their acts. And death and the unseen were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone was not found written in the scroll of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Chapter 21. And I perceived a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth pass away, and the sea is no more. And I perceived the holy city, New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I hear a loud voice out of the throne saying, Lo, the tabernacle of God is with mankind, and he will be tabernacling with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. And he will be brushing away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more, nor mourning, nor clamor, nor misery. They will be no more, for the former things passed away. And he who was sitting on the throne said, Lo, new am I making all. And he is saying, Write, for these sayings are faithful and true. And he said to me, I have become the Alpha and the Omega, the origin and the consummation. To him who is thirsting, I shall be giving of the spring of the water of life gratuitously. He who is conquering shall be enjoying this allotment, and I shall be a God to him, and he shall be a son to me. Yet the timid and unbelievers, and the abominable, and murderers, and paramours, and enchanters, and idolaters, and all the false, their part is in the lake burning with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. And one of the seven messengers who have the seven bowls brimming with the last seven calamities came, and he speaks with me, saying, Hither I shall be showing you the bride, the wife of the Lambkin. And he carries me away in spirit on a mountain, huge and high, and shows me the holy city, Jerusalem, as it is descending out of heaven from God, having the glory from God. Her luminosity is like a stone most precious, as a crystalline jasper gem, having a wall, huge and high, having 12 portals, and at the portals 12 messengers, and their names inscribed, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. From the east are 3 portals, and from the north 3 portals, and from the south 3 portals, and from the west 3 portals. And the wall of the city has 12 foundations, and on them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lambkin. And he who was speaking with me had a measure, a golden reed, that he should be measuring the city, and its portals, and its wall. And the city is lying 4 square, and its length is as much as the breadth. And he measures the city with the reed to 12,000 stadia. Its length and breadth and height are equal. And he measures its wall of 144 cubits of a human measure, which is that of the messenger. And the building material in its wall is jasper, and the city is clear gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city are adorned with every precious stone, the first foundation with jasper, the second lapis lazuli, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh topaz, the eighth beryl, the ninth peridot, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th amethyst, the 12th garnet, and the 12 portals are 12 pearls. Each one of the portals was respectively of 1 pearl, and the square of the city is gold, clear as translucent glass, and a temple I did not perceive in it, for the Lord God Almighty is its temple, and the Lambkin. And the city has no need of the sun nor of the moon, that they should be appearing in it, for the glory of God illuminates it, and its lamp is the Lambkin. And the nations shall be walking by means of its light, and the kings of the earth are carrying their glory into it. And its portals should under no circumstances be locked by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall be carrying the glory and the honor of the nations into it, and under no circumstances may anything contaminating, or one who is making an abomination and a lie, be entering into it, except those written in the Lambkin's scroll of life. Chapter 22. And he shows me a river of water of life, resplendent as crystal, issuing out of the throne of God and the Lambkin. In the center of its square, and on either side of the river, is the log of life, producing 12 fruits, rendering its fruit in accord with each month. And the leaves of the log are for the cure of the nations. And there shall be no more any doom, and the throne of God and of the Lambkin shall be in it. And his slaves shall be offering divine service to him, and they shall be seeing his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And night shall be no more, and they have no need of lamplight and sunlight, for the Lord God shall be illuminating them. And they shall be reigning for the eons of the eons. And he said to me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, commissions his messenger to show to his slaves what must occur swiftly. And lo, I am coming swiftly. Happy is he who is keeping the sayings of the prophecy of this scroll. And I, John, am the one hearing and observing these things. And when I hear and observe, I fall to worship in front of the feet of the messenger who is showing me these things. And he is saying to me, See, no, a fellow slave of yours am I, and of your brethren, the prophets and those keeping the sayings of the scroll. Worship God. And he is saying to me, You should not be sealing the sayings of the prophecy of this scroll, for the era is near. Let the injurer injure still, and let the filthy one be filthy still, and let the just one do righteousness still, and let the holy one be hallowed still. Lo, I am coming swiftly, and my wage is with me, to pay each one as his work is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the origin and the consummation. Happy are those who are rinsing their robes, that it will be their license to the log of life, and they may be entering the portals into the city. Outside are curs and enchanters and paramours and murderers and idolaters, and everyone fabricating and fondling falsehood. I, Jesus, send my messenger to testify these things to you in the Ecclesias. I am the root and the race of David, the resplendent morning star, and the Spirit and the Bride are saying, Come, and let him who is hearing say, Come, and let him who is thirsting come. Let him who will take the water of life gratuitously. I am testifying to everyone who is hearing the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If ever anyone may be appending to them, God shall be appending to him the calamities written in this scroll. And if ever anyone should be eliminating from the words of the scroll of this prophecy, God shall be eliminating his part from the log of life and out of the holy city that is written in this scroll. He who is testifying these things is saying, Yea, I am coming swiftly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen.